third hour of the War Room is on. We'll be joined shortly by Lebanon John. Get back to exactly what has developed in the Middle East region these days. But I want to go to a couple of videos gone totally viral as of yesterday. They are comedian Theo Von on Joe Rogan's podcast, where he expressed what I think a lot of us are feeling. And Joe was having none of it. It was very disappointing to see. Well, we'll go to the real viral one in just a second. Let's start with clip number 23 here. This was another one. They say Joe Rogan started panicking a little bit when Theo Von made this very normal joke. Let's go to clip 23.
Even Bill Clinton said that about Netanyahu. Bill Clinton said Netanyahu wants war so he could stay in power.
For sure, dude. People call him the Yarmulke Hitler. That's what
they call him. Who are these people?
Everybody does.
Which people?
Countless.
People?
Huh?
What are you saying?
What do you mean, people? You're talking about...
What are you talking about,
Black
dog?
Folks? What
no!
are you saying?
No! I don't know what you're saying.
I don't know what you're saying.
I don't know what you're saying.
Okay.
Let's not draw conclusions.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
He seems like a great guy.
No, really.
Well, it's just a scary time.
It's a scary time. Missiles, and they're shooting into apartment buildings. And
we didn't hear...
So what's the problem with calling him Yarmulke Hitler? What's the problem? Joe's scared, man. Joe's afraid. I'm kind of afraid to even say this, because last time I talked about a public figure being afraid of Israel, they were murdered. So I think I'm seeing it again. Joe Rogan is clearly very scared and hypersensitive of these things, which doesn't make any sense. He literally says Netanyahu is crazy. He wants war. Even Bill Clinton wants war. Later, he goes on to say, yeah, they're bombing schools and hospitals. This is crazy. But then Theo Von's like, yeah, people call him Yarmulke Hitler. Everyone's like, who calls him that? And this is a well-known thing with Rogan. Even though he's a comedian, he doesn't always get jokes. It's kind of more often that he doesn't understand jokes. Like, he doesn't get that people are joking. It's very kind of weird. Theo Von's clearly joking. They call him Yarmulke Hitler. The correct response to that is to laugh. Yarmulke Hitler, that's kind of funny. I don't know. It's just kind of a silly thing to say. Everyone's like, who calls him that? I was like, I don't know. People, what? This is weird. Why would he be so sensitive about that? Why would he get so nervous about Yarmulke Hitler? He's Jewish, right? Benjamin Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Israel. I'm pretty sure. Maybe I'll check. But I'm pretty sure he's Jewish. Was that the problem? Pointing that out? Not the thing that where he's acting like Hitler. I mean, you don't want to offend Hitler, obviously. I mean, obviously you don't want to be too offensive to the guy that you agree is basically Hitler. What? Why are you so sensitive? That was where he sort of first gets a little wonky. But here's the clip that went totally viral. It's Theo Von. Just expressing very normal thoughts that I think most people have these days. Let's watch.
It's all just a cat and mouse game. People are like, we'll elect the Democrats next time. It's like, but it's all the same has been happening forever. They haven't been helping anybody forever. They're letting politicians slurp on kids. All of our money goes to Israel and they're using it to fucking genocide people. It's like everybody is scared out of their wits right now. It's like our religious leaders are afraid to speak out, and it's like it's a time where it's like Satan is amongst us and our religious leaders are fucking talking about bullshit. The poll, it's just like, what is going, I don't know, man.
We gotta get you off those antidepressants, son. You're losing your fucking marbles.
You think I am?
Come hang out with us, just chill
I'm
out.
Here
I guess that was like the most disrespectful response from Joe Rogan. I would have been pissed if I was Theo Von, to be honest with you. That's the most disrespectful thing you could possibly say. Just completely disregarding everything he says. He's exactly right. What the hell is he wrong about? Everything he said there was true. Everything he said there was absolutely verifiably true. And he's saying it with passion and intensity. That's not what happens when you're on antidepressants. When you're on antidepressants, you don't care. Sounds like Joe Rogan's on the antidepressants. Yeah, man, everybody's evil, but, like, just chill, man. It's, like, fine. Like, no, it's not fine. No, Theo Von is right, and you're wrong for saying we got to get you off antidepressants. You're flipping out. No, he's clear-eyed, seeing the world for exactly what it is, and he has the righteous fury that's needed in these times. Try to dampen that. What the hell?
I want to make a massive announcement right now. I mean, this is just bonker town. What it does is just... I feel 20 years younger. I'm not kidding you. Ultra Methylene Blue. Blue.
I know. Blue. I love it.
This stuff works, man.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 I mean, this is just bonker town.
I know. I love it.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Get yours now at thealexshowstore.com. It is just beyond spectacular.
Dismantling the globalist agenda hour by hour. This is the War Room with Harrison Smith.
All right, welcome back, folks. Welcome back. This is the War Room. I guess we have another video. I was missing it, but we got another clip of Joe Rogan. I didn't even realize, which is good. We're waiting on Lebanon John to connect. Hopefully he does. He's kind of hard to get a hold of sometimes. That's all right. We got plenty to talk about, plenty to show you, and I do plan on taking your calls this hour. But I want to go to clip number 11 here. Is this censored? We might need to censor this. Guys, make sure clip 11 is censored, and we'll go to that. In the meantime, I'm sorry. I know we're jumping back and forth here, but I want to play a few more videos having to do with the data centers. So let's go to this Wall Street Apes video. I think it's clip number 36. Three top leaders in Lackawanna County have now been removed from their post because, and I think that this was a different place in the video that we just saw. But this is the thing; it's literally happening everywhere. They're building data centers. The citizens are going to their town council meetings saying, we don't want the data centers here. But then they're getting the data centers anyway, because the data centers come along with millions and millions of dollars worth of investment into the community that the city council members would like to tax in order to fund their projects. So they're willing to sell out their own towns to, you know, pay for subsidies for foreigners, probably, if I had to guess, where our tax money goes. Never to us. It's always to these projects. And again, you just think about the data centers and like the fact that they're probably being built by foreign labor anyway. Just literally none of this benefits Americans, even in the slightest. But all over the country, these big data centers are being built. People are outraged. City councilors don't care and are doing it anyway. And some of them are paying the price. Let's watch.
Evening, everyone. I'm Nick Toma.
I'm Candace Kelly. An unexpected turn of events at a borough council meeting in Lackawanna County tonight.
Members of the council were voted out of their positions for their handling of data center proposals. 2822's Avery Nape walks us through what's changing tonight and what the community is saying about it.
Three members of Archbold Council were ousted tonight after months of pleas from the community to reshape the borough's government and the old council's handling of data centers. Former Council President Dave Moran, Vice President Richard Guman, and President pro tempore Marie Andrioli. A surprise vote Wednesday stripped the three of their leadership. The vote stems from months of pushback from members of the community, many of whom felt they were going easy on data center developers. Council member and new President pro tempore Aaron Owens initiated the vote, but others backed her reasoning.
I believe our government right now is fractured, it's broken, and I pray that it could be fixed.
The vote was unanimous. One woman we spoke with after the meeting, like others, couldn't believe it happened after this long.
My jaw dropped. I didn't even know what was fully happening as it was happening. I'm so grateful for it, but I'm blown away that this actually happened tonight. I was not anticipating this.
Inside the meeting, some people took to the podium to lay into the old leadership.
You failed us. You failed us when you left six data center campuses and now a natural gas plant forcing their way into a peaceful community.
You have presided over numerous meetings scolding residents like children when they voiced their frustrations that were of your making.
People showed up ahead of the meeting selling signs and t-shirts to oppose the now six proposed sites throughout the small borough. While the pressure is on for the new leadership, Bednash says she's hopeful they can turn things around.
It's just another step in a positive direction to be able to put some more protections in place for the residents and just make sure that our safety is the number one priority.
People living here are hopeful that the change is a step in the right direction, but say that the fight against data centers in Archbald is far from over. In Archbald, Avery Knape, 2822 News.
In fact, a conditional use hearing for a data center proposal will be taking place at Valley View High School tomorrow at 5 p.m. A petition to remove other members of the borough's government will be available for signing outside the school before the hearing.
All right, so there you go. Some community action, which is kind of unfair. Like, it shouldn't be on Americans to like constantly having to be defending ourselves against the encroachment of these scumbags. We really need a holistic change. I feel like this has gone on too long at this point. Now, I understand we have a brand new report from Alex Jones himself. This is a update to one of the aircraft downed by Iran today, the A-10 Warthog. This is a infantry support aircraft, meaning it's not used for big, long bombing runs or aerial dogfighting. Usually it's used to, you know, kill infantry troops so that your infantry troops can move in, which hints that this A-10 Warthog being downed probably means we're about to do a big ground invasion ourselves. Here's Alex Jones with the report.
As you know, an F-15 has been shot down and now an A-10 Warthog. And the A-10 Warthog was shot down over the Strait of Hormuz on the Iranian side. Those are the first planes they're going to send in to soften up the defenses before a U.S. invasion of Krog Island or other areas, which Trump has been advised against. The Pentagon told him, the head of the Army, who they just fired, the chairman of Joint Chiefs, who they haven't fired yet, so many others, Eric Prince, not doves, hawks, but said, don't try a full invasion of Iran. Don't attack Iran, period. And the fact that that Warthog is confirmed to have been shot down, they're trying to find the pilots in the ocean there, is a really bad sign, because I said weeks ago, if you see the A-10s going in, that means ground invasion. So we had sources a week ago, and I don't know if they were accurate, from inside the Pentagon, but also strippers and people saying, the troops are telling them it was all going to start on Good Friday. That's today. I hope that's wrong. And again, I'm saying all this about Trump, not because I'm a Qatari or Iranian agent, like these Israeli operatives are saying, with no evidence. It's because I don't want Trump to get us in a quagmire and have his agenda destroyed. And again, it just came out that, I knew this years ago, but there's even more documents, that Salem Radio is owned by the Israeli government. And all these talk show hosts attacking Tucker as a Qatari agent are literally on the Israeli payroll. I mean, Israel's openly running our foreign policy. And I don't even hate Israel. I just want Israel running our country and getting us into forever wars. This is crazy. So I pray for the A-10 pilots and just everybody, because if there is a ground invasion, it's going to be so bad. This looks like it started. Hopefully, this is a wake-up call for Trump, because we're like the Martians attacking, you know, Earth when it's from 50,000 foot. But once it gets up close with close air support, the Iranians got a lot of weapons. And if this is a ground invasion, this is just the start. So I pray for sanity, I pray for President Trump, and I pray for peace, because this is such a serious situation. Iran, it's not Iraq or Afghanistan. It is far worse, and that's the facts. I'll be following reports with Alex Jones on X, the Alex Jones Show on Rumble throughout the weekend, and obviously Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m. So join us then. Have a wonderful Easter, and God bless you all, and God bless our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you so much, God, for sending your son to die and be risen again for our sins. Thank you so much, God.
There you go. That report from Alex Jones you can find on his X at Real Alex Jones. Make sure you are following us on X at Real Alex Jones, at AJN Live, at InfoWars. I'm at Harrison H. Smith. And make sure you're following us, because, you know, we're sort of, you know, in a danger zone right now, because if you've been watching Alex, you know, they basically stopped paying our bills. It's not up to us. People in power stopped paying our bills with our money. And so we're just waiting for something to happen, for the next shoe to drop. We don't know what it's going to be. Regardless, we are going to continue the fight. We are going to continue to operate no matter what and in whatever form that comes next. And but it's going to be big. It's going to be big. We have been, you know, simmering like a pot for feels like 10 years at this point under this bankruptcy lawsuit. We will soon be out from under the wet blanket, rebirthed like a phoenix, and we're going to be bigger than ever before. I know I bragged about it a little bit yesterday, but like the establishment so-called alternative media is failing in every way. Ben Shapiro's numbers are collapsing. Mark Levin's numbers are non-existent. Nobody is listening to these people. They're propped up. They're artificially inflated. We are the real deal. And if you want to support us, you got to go to thealexjonesstore.com. We make it so easy for you to do it. We have just incredible products, including just the merchandise, the merch, the shirts, the hats. We have a brand new collection available now, the new InfoWars 1776 limited edition collection. There's limited quality quantities, unlimited quality. Let me clarify, absolutely unlimited, superlative quality on these things. I'm not even joking about that. We really do have, like, I still wear a shirt that I bought from InfoWars before I even worked here. So, like, these things last forever. Absolutely fantastic quality. Incredible design. All the designs are incredible. The 1776 limited edition collection. Limited because there's limited quantity of the shirts and hats available, but also because InfoWars might not be here for that long. You're going to want to probably get the merchandise now while you can, knowing that it contributes to our next phase of operation. And, you know, maybe it'll be a collector's item that you can sell in the future when InfoWars is ascended to legend status. And with that, I'm very happy to welcome my guest, Lebanon John. You can follow him on X at Lebanon_John. And of course, he and I do a show called Moonbase Live. You can follow that on Rumble, rumble.com/C/Moonbase Live. You can just search Moonbase Live or go to X at Moonbase Live. Lebanon John, thanks so much for calling in.
Yes, right. Sir. Thanks for having me. How y'all doing?
Hey, very, very good. Thank you. It's been a little while, but, you know, and by the way, if you guys want to know what's happening in the Middle East, search Lebanon John on my X feed or on our band.video show. You can go back. John has been regularly updating us about the Middle East for the last 5 or 6 years since I started doing the American Journal. And we've basically been dead on about everything, all the predictions, all the analysis, better than you can find anywhere else by miles. And I'm not just saying that. It's like, go back and look for yourself. You'll see that I'm being accurate. However, we're not always exactly, you know, dead on. And sometimes things take longer than we expected. Like, we always knew that October 7th and the war in Gaza would eventually lead to war in Iran. I expected it to happen a lot quicker, but here we are 2.5 years later. It's finally come about. John, just give us the latest as to what has developed in the last 24 or 48 hours or so.
Yeah, it's been a big 24 hours. It all kind of started with a F-15 being shot down, and, you know, usually the pilot will eject and there's a GPS tracker in that chair. And so it shouldn't be hard to figure out where he is unless it's just completely blown to smithereens, but no one could, I mean, that's not really usual. And so this F-15 pilot got shot down in Iran, and then the search and rescue operation that the United States military deployed to recover him, dead or alive, no one really knows. It appears that they don't know exactly where he is. It's a wide area that they're searching. They're kind of combing the area. They're deploying Warthog, low-flying, low-speed, propeller-driven, like Vietnam War era A-10 Warthog planes. They're deploying Black Hawk helicopters. And this is because they don't know where this pilot is. And I guess Pete Hegseth and Donald Trump don't want to leave this guy, you know, abandoned behind enemy lines, which is a commendable decision as far as, you know, not leaving anybody behind. But from a military standpoint, Black Hawk helicopters, low-flying propeller airplanes over a place full of missiles, it makes no sense. And so they're searching all over, and they can't find him. Next thing you know, we're 5 or 6 planes shot down in the last 24 hours now. Black Hawks, A-10 Warthog on video, blown up in the air in Iran. Other jets. It's just gotten from bad to worse really fast in the last 24 hours. And again, totally predictable, right? I mean, the A10 Warthog is only effective in history against essentially infantry who have no means to, you know, engage an airplane. And, you know, it's a cool airplane. It can deliver like one bullet per square inch for like, you know, a huge amount of space, like in an insane amount of time. Like it's a flying gunship. It is a really cool piece of equipment, no doubt about it. But you don't deploy it against people who have guided man pads, you know, man portable, shoulder mounted, heat seeking anti-air weapons. And of course, Iran has that. Iran has much more than that. And so it's like, I don't know if they're drinking their own Kool-Aid or if they're just totally incompetent over at the highest levels of the Pentagon, or if they just can't accept leaving one pilot behind. But now there's going to be multiple pilots dead or captured as a consequence of refusing to leave that one pilot behind. And again, I'm not saying we should have left that pilot behind, but you know, you definitely don't deploy Black Hawk helicopters and A-10 Warthog planes over Iran. I mean, something is going on. Like, and they just fired the three top generals. So it's really confusing. They didn't give any reason officially, as far as I can tell. So it's, you know, Pete Hegseth should know better, because when you see him talking in other scenarios, you know, he's like a war geek kind of guy. He definitely knows about American equipment. And that's the video right there. This is an A-10 Warthog apparently being completely obliterated, and there's not gonna be any survivors on this one. And that plane can have five or six people on it usually. And then, you know, they're claiming that they did rescue a pilot, and you know, I hope they did, but you know, they probably lost 5, 6, 7, 8, maybe 10 pilots to rescue this one pilot. So it's just getting completely out of control. And then, well, everyone, you could predict what's going to happen in the media next, where they're going to be running all these headlines saying, so Iran's air defenses are not destroyed, obviously.
Right. So just time these days. It was yesterday, right? Or it was Wednesday. Wednesday night, President Trump came out and said, we've totally obliterated their air defenses. We are in total control. It's just a sort of a mop-up session from here on out, right? We just got to sort of, you know, dot the T's, cross the I's, and get out of here, right? No big deal. And then two days later, you might as well, right? You got two planes and a helicopter blown out of the sky. I mean, this is humiliation on a global scale.
No, it's getting up to, they say, five or six planes at this point.
Well, right. The RT post says Iran calls it Black Day for U.S. Air Force. Five aircraft shot, air defense systems catch every target on camera. So, yeah, they're saying five aircraft. We've three at least officially reported.
So, yeah, the theory is that the Iranians were basically playing possum to a certain degree and just like acting like, look, it's kind of an obvious play for the Iranians to do, is to act like they don't have the capability to defend the air as much as they actually do. And then, well, look, shooting down an F-35 is challenging, supposedly. And then shooting down an F-15, that's not nearly as challenging, because F-15 is not a stealth aircraft. I'm sure it has the ability to, you know, accelerate really quickly and drop like flares and confuse heat-guided missiles. It has certain capabilities of evasion, but it's not like an F-35. F-35, you can't even see it. Supposedly, that's what we're told. But then an A-10 Warthog, that has no defense whatsoever. That is just insane to deploy that over Iran. And then a Black Hawk helicopter, I mean, it's basically a suicide mission. No, Iran's a giant country. They're not going to have, you know, defense everywhere. But if you give them enough time, they can move the defenses to where the search and rescue operation is happening. That appears to be what happened, because it took them some time. But then, you know, boom, it happened. And then this is coinciding with media, like people who are reservists in the Israeli military, kind of leaking to the media that they're not doing so good, and that the Israelis are trying to essentially recruit these guys who do nothing but study Torah.
Right.
And they refuse to serve in the military, these kind of like ultra-Orthodox religious guys. And they're manpower short, and they want to forcibly conscript those guys. Those guys absolutely refuse. They say, at all costs, we must block the forced conscription at all costs. And then on the other side, the Israeli analysis is that they're so short on manpower because they've conscripted like all the reservists basically, and they're extending their deployment. And these people have no more personal life. Their psychological health is suffering, and they're just getting killed in a long attrition type war. And they're not really having any success against Lebanon. They haven't been able to move forward more than maybe 12 miles deep. And now they've kind of walked back their claims and their objectives. They were saying, we're going to ethnically cleanse like the entire southern 20% of Lebanon. Now they're walking it back and they're like, okay, maybe we'll just take like, you know, 2 or 3 miles and make a buffer zone. And what's that going to do? You know, a little bit of, it's important to read the specs. It's important to understand the technical specifications of the equipment to bypass the spin and the propaganda and the emotional noise, right? Because the hard physics is not spinnable. So according to the physics, according to the specs of the equipment, the Hezbollah equipment has an effective range that far surpasses the buffer zone that they're creating. So right. What is it going to do?
Right.
Nothing. it physically can't do anything. I mean, what do they expect it to do? So,
well, and you know, all of this together is kind of, you know, I think this is what lends this chaotic atmosphere to it, is we're used to for decades, sort of Israel and America kind of being able to do whatever the hell they want. And, you know, even if it's crazy, and you know, obviously they failed to invade Lebanon times before. You know, they aren't superhumans. They, you know, they have to contend with reality. They don't win all the time. But certainly with Gaza and, you know, for the past couple of years, it seemed like whatever Israel wanted to do, it did. And whatever America wanted to do, we got it done. And there's kind of nothing that could stop us. And now it's like everything's falling apart. Our aircraft are being shot out of the sky. Tel Aviv's being bombed. You got Israeli soldiers. We played the video I think you're referencing earlier where he's talking to the French reporter saying, I've been deployed for over a year straight. Psychologically, I'm collapsing. Like, it's going bad. Is it really going this bad? Like, that might be part of it. Is we're all going, is this really going this bad? Are they really that dumb? Did they really think they wouldn't close the Strait of Hormuz? Like, how did it go so badly so quickly?
Yeah, I have to go back to this Barbara Waters interview with Donald Trump from like 1988, where Donald Trump basically lays out his vision for how he would handle the Iran war. And he says that, well, actually, the crazy thing about it is that what he lays out is bigger and grander than what we're doing now. And then you combine that with Donald Trump's tweet or Truth Social from a couple of days ago, where he's lamenting the fact that the United States public doesn't have the stomach to truly go in and seize the oil. You combine that with the Barbara Waters interview, where he's telling Barbara Waters, what we really ought to do is go in and occupy essentially the coastal region of Iran. And we're going to take, basically, it's like, it's going to be a hard war, but it'll be worth it because financially we'll be compensated like many, many times over.
Oh, you cut out there, John. We do have that video. Trump,
yeah,
with,
if you could listen.
With Barbara Waters, we're going to play that on the other side of a commercial break that we got to take in 1 minute, just so people know. But you cut out there a little bit, so go ahead and pick up where you left off. All right,
okay,
shoot,
Okay,
go ahead.
All right, so basically it appears that Donald Trump, his plan for this war is like a Vietnam War era level of strategy, and that's why it's failing so bad.
Certainly,
it just doesn't look like he's up to, you know, it's like, it's almost like he didn't know that Iran had advanced technology. It's really embarrassing, honestly.
Well, and that's what, and I sort of hinted at that earlier because I mentioned the Barbara Waters interview and what we were talking about earlier in the day. And, you know, that idea, it's just been sticking with me all day, that did he make a plan in the 1980s that he's trying to carry out right now? And did he not update his plan?
Yeah.
And is this really, you know...
Yeah, that's definitely what it looks like. There was this Israeli-funded Middle East research project where they would take clips from Middle East media and kind of show it to show how evil and bad the Middle Easterners were, called Memory. Memory is supposed to make Middle Easterners look bad. Here. And it gives you all the information.
Pick up right there on the other side. Don't go anywhere, John.
Coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors. And that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself is InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts. This is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. These are historic shirts. And they're symbols of your support and you're being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. This is personally one of my favorite shirts in the new line. Now here's the classic InfoWars logo on a white shirt. Never done black on white. Seems like we should have. Looks great. Got the 1776 on the shoulder. You are literally funding and supporting and wearing your uniform in the fight to defeat the globalists. InfoWars is 28 years old. America is 250. And look at the back of this clean shirt. USA 250, 1776 forever. Semi-quintennial. That means 250, baby. America's birthday with badass hats as well. And then, of course, we've got the new limited edition, America at 250 years old. And the back of these shirts are amazing Americana. And I designed this, the Betsy Ross flag with 250 on it. Get yours now at thealexhillstore.com. I'm back because I forgot one point I want to be very clear about. This is a fundraiser. We need funds to continue on and the new operation. It's urgent. These are historic shirts. You've taken the InfoWar this far. Please take action now. For those of you who have been on the fence over bought anything, thealexhillstore.com, but have shared links and things, I appreciate you. But come on, folks. We're the tip of the spear. We need you. We need your support. You're the tip of the spear. Thank you so much.
In a world where globalists, depopulationists, principalities, and powers of the air have been adding, spraying, and inundating humans with heavy metals, chemicals, and toxins, TheAlexJonesStore.com would like to introduce a new way to remove them from your body from the inside out. Introducing Zeolite. Zeolites are a group of crystal-like porous minerals that are found where molten stone meets water. From the Greek zeo, to boil, and lithos, or light, meaning stone, this unique network of tiny little holes and channels found in zeolite absorb and remove harmful substances like heavy metals, chemicals, and other toxins. So don't delay. Start the process of removing unwanted toxins from your body and put some skin in the game of the InfoWar today by going to TheAlexJonesStore.com and picking up a bottle of Zeolite.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the War Room. Things are happening. Our crew is doing some experimentation in the background here. I guess you don't need to know about it. Magic of television and all that. Welcome back, folks. This is The War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, brought to you, of course, by TheAlexJonesStore.com. Go there to keep us on the air and in the fight. There's some crazy stuff happening, I'm telling you. They're doing some ill-advised experimentation here. Could look cool, but it's melting down. We're all melting down here. Kind of looks crazy. I kind of like it. I don't know what's happening, but it's definitely happening. All right. Well, yeah, things are going crazy. This is not intentional. We're not trying to put a bunch of me's in the background, but bear with us because literally the operating system we use is melting down a little bit. And just before we went live, all the screens behind me were like flickering on and off, which is why I started saying that. So contribute to our fund to get a new TriCaster at thealexjonesstore.com. But no, of course, that's actually one of the exciting things about our new refurbished, re-ignition of InfoWars is we're going to get all new equipment. And won't that be fun? This looks crazy. Well, we'll figure it out. We'll fix it. Do we still have John? Is John still on with us?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes,
all right.
Sir.
All right.
Yeah, we were talking about
we left off talking about memory. I know memory. Okay, I remember. I remember that.
Okay, let's go down memory lane to memory TV. So memory TV is actually supposed to make Middle Easterners look bad. It's part of this whole like psyop that the Middle East is just basically backwards and should just be killed, or, you know, destroyed or whatever. And so in the process of trying to make the Middle East look bad, inadvertently, a bunch of their videos that they uploaded started going viral because it made the Middle East look hilarious, made the Middle East look cool, made the Middle East look like pretty clever and pretty advanced in certain ways. So they kind of stopped the memory project and started taking down their own stuff. But a lot of those videos, if you did, you know, spend your time keeping up with that stuff, it was breaking down in detail all the advancements of the Iranian military. And Harrison, you remember I told you a while ago, hey, if they want to go to war with Iran, the window of opportunity is really closing because when Russia and their neighboring country, Georgia, had their little war, the Israelis are the ones who sold all the drone technology to the Georgians. So all the drones in Georgia were Israeli drones that they were using against the Russians. Now, the Russians sold the anti-air missiles, SAM-300, surface-to-air missile 300, the S-300, to Iran. And so the Russians and the Israelis did a deal back then where the Israelis gave all the specs and like frequency information so that the Russians could neutralize the use of all those Israeli drones in the Georgia conflict in exchange for the S-300s, the anti-air weapons sold to Iran, being unable to target Israeli jets.
Whoa.
And this was an opportunity to do a huge war with Iran. If they wanted to do one, that would have been, you know, a logical time. Well, since then, the Iranians back engineered that equipment, discovered this, that Russia two-timed them back then, fixed it and made their own homegrown version that's far, far superior. And now they decided to invade Iran. Well, it's a horrible, I mean, if you know anything about the situation, you know that their technology has advanced way beyond what it used to be.
Yeah, and I mean, some of the missiles that we're seeing are like stuff we've never seen before. And again, you know, how did we know this, John? How did we know this? I mean, I know it because you knew it, and you knew it because I assume you like read it on Telegram, right? It's like, how are we more informed than the Pentagon? Like that, I don't believe that's the case. It almost has to be that they're just lying about it and that they're getting us into a conflict that they know is not going to go well for us, which just begs the other question of why we do that. But like, how is it that you and I were more accurate about the armament of Iran than the leaders of our country or Israel?
Right. And that reminds me of that whistleblower, CIA whistleblower, John Kiriakou, who said that he was in the CIA. He knew a lot of very qualified people who were higher ranked than him. Career CIA guys who had amazing, you know, resumes. And then John Brennan comes out of nowhere with basically no resume and just gets put right at the top. Mm. And his whole agenda is like completely disconnected from what would actually be the proper agenda of a true CIA leader. And they got their own, you know, deep state, globalist, antichrist, new world order agenda. And they're implementing that. Well, who's making this decision to put this random guy in charge of the CIA who literally knows less and is far more morally compromised than the actual people who should get that job? Same thing with the FBI. They put people in charge of the FBI who have no business being in charge of the FBI. The rank and file of the CIA, the rank and file of the FBI, they know what they're doing. They're professionals. Same thing with the Pentagon. There's no doubt about it that, you know, that's what's going – that there's no way that the Pentagon knows less than we do. There's no way. So what is going on here? Well, I think that Donald Trump is extremely, unfortunately, hard-headed and stubborn. And I think that he basically made up his mind that America could do it. And then he's lamenting the fact publicly now that the American public doesn't have the stomach to take the casualties necessary to achieve total victory in Iran. And he's basically publicly admitting that. So then, you know, you would ask yourself, well, if the public support isn't there to fully commit to achieve this plan you've had since the 80s, then why would you do a half-baked execution? Right. That is, you know what I mean? It's just Well, obviously, he told a bunch of people he was going to do this. And these people are probably, in large part, the reason why he's the president now is because he offered this deal. But he is 100% on board with this. He thinks he envisioned that this was going to be glorious. This is going to be great for the world and great for America. He truly did believe that. And Harrison, you know, you've known me since middle school, man. We have seen this time and time again where the Jewish-controlled media of the West, Maxwell, made the textbooks for America. He's a Mossad agent, okay? So this Israeli-controlled or Talmudic Jew, you know, again, I have lots of Jews that we love. I don't want to make it sound like I'm anti-Jew. It's important for people to understand there's millions of Jews who live in Iran right now. There's millions of Jews who are pro-Iranian government. And this is, so when they frame this as a religious conflict, that it's just that Iranians just want to kill all the Jews. Why don't they start killing the Jews in Iran?
Right.
If they want to kill all the Jews. Okay. So that's not it has nothing to do with that. Nonetheless, we got people like Maxwell who have put the Western man in a bubble. You guys were not informed that Israel was defeated by Lebanon in 2000. You guys were not informed that Condoleezza Rice and George Bush led a huge invasion to destroy Hezbollah in 2006. That was a total failure. You guys were not informed that ISIS was made specifically to attack the resistance against Israel and that ISIS is a tool using CIA-created Wahhabi radical Islam out of Saudi-funded mosques and that they had Saudi-funded mosques all over the EU, that they radicalized thousands and thousands of youths and sent them to jihad against the enemies of Israel all over Europe. And all we hear about is the rapes in Europe. All we hear about is the terrorist attacks in Europe. But we don't hear that the governments of Europe themselves are absolutely complicit in this and are using their own countries as a staging ground and a training ground and a radicalization hotbed to generate jihadis, right, to jihad against the resistance of against Israel. They're 100% complicit in the creation of ISIS and that all of this was happening right under our nose. And they don't tell you guys this in the West. They want you to think that you're in a holy war against Islam when geopolitically the United States has been on the same page, on the same team as ISIS. Right. And the only form of Islam they don't like is the form of Islam that resists Israeli imperialism and, unfortunately, American imperialism, which our generation has had enough of. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And again, I don't want to get anyone pissed off by saying this. I welcome any debate on this. Trust me, you're not going to win. I'm going to be completely blunt with you. I got all the facts to back this up. You're not going to win a debate on this. I know if this offends you, you need to pop out of your bubble. You know, me and Harrison's generation is the single biggest cohort in demographics of the United States right now. And we know that the system is rigged against us. We have no doubt in our minds. For us to have any sense of success is nearly impossible. The average age of owning a house has been pushed back year after year after year after year. And now the new kids coming up, it really looks dark for them. And you know, me and Harrison care about this country and we care about the kids and we care about the future. And that's why we care about this stuff. It's not because we're anti-American that we don't want American imperialism. And anyway, if me and Harrison were in charge of American imperialism, it would be going a lot better anyway.
Yeah, we'd actually benefit from it.
Yeah, we'd benefit from it. This is incompetent American imperialism. I don't want America to lose control. Look, people need to understand, if America loses control of the Middle East, the petrodollar is dead. If the petrodollar is dead, then it's going to be BRICS. And BRICS means America is no longer the dollar is no longer the world reserve currency. And when that's the case, the dollar will be valued like any other currency in the world, which is you take the number of dollars in circulation divided by the value backing it. And that calculation is how every other currency is valued except the dollar. As soon as you run that formula on the dollar is worthless because they've been printing so many and there's so many dollars in circulation. And what's backing it is not enough that the value per dollar will basically go to zero. And the only reason why the dollar is not zero is because the world reserve currency, that international settlement of accounts, the SWIFT monetary system is all based on the dollar.
Okay, but well, so on that note, because you're exactly right. I mean, is the Iran war not a necessary action? I mean, if we need to keep the dollar as a reserve currency for our nation to continue to survive, I mean, you know, I know that is an argument some people use for the war in Iran. What would you say to that?
Well, they've only accelerated their own demise because I've been advocating for a completely alternative strategy, which is that the United States needs to take the premier role in the hearts and minds of the world as the executor of international law. And then no one can supplant our number one position in the world. If we go around the world and we treat everybody fairly according to international law, that we use our military to enforce international law, that when the UN says, hey, you got to stop doing something, we come in with our military and we make it have teeth, then we would be loved and invited by everyone. If we go into countries and we help them, then we would stay as the number one power. And we could be that, you know, God's instrument on earth. Instead, you have people thinking that China is a better partner than the United States. And that's entirely our fault. And this Machiavellian concept of, you know, zero sum game, that we need to take advantage of them and we need to put them down so we could be up, that is the wrong mentality. We need to really, you know, have a come to Jesus moment, understand that when you, you know, a rising tide lifts all boats, you can't constantly come in and try to put people down. And then with the rise of technology on the other side of this equation, you know, trying to win by brute strength and brawn or financial isolation on our opponents is just not going to work. And if it, look, it's a product made to crumble. The people in charge, the people who run this empire, are publicly talking about that it's actually the modern day Rome, and that they're going to collapse it and they're going to move their headquarters over to the other side. And so the people running this empire are running it into the ground intentionally. And that's why we really need a groundswell of true American patriotism to come up. And just like I always tell people, we grew up saying the Pledge of Allegiance. What did we say? Liberty and justice for all. We swore a Pledge of Allegiance daily as kids. Liberty and justice for all. Does that not include Palestinians, Lebanese, Iraqis, Cubans, Venezuelans, North Koreans, Chinese, Russians, Iranians? Are they not included in for all? What a joke. You know, people got to wake up. And then Hulk Hogan, I'm a true American. I fight for the rights of every man. What happened to that? So, you know, what is it being an American?
You're exactly right, because you look at the way America acts overseas, and I used to say this all the time, and I still think it all the time. It's just like, what did they do to us? How did they do this to us? Like, what have we become? Because we are not the America that we should be at this point, and we are being led around by people that do not have our same beliefs. They believe in collective punishment. They believe in punishing the son for the sins of the father. I mean, they are brutal, they are inhuman, and they are anti-American. Why are we serving them? Why are we not enforcing our morality on them? Ours is better. Ours is the superior morality, and yet we are subservient to them. It's ridiculous, and it's shameful, and it exists only because of this subversion and trickery that takes place, because if it was a matter of brawn, we wouldn't take, you know, crap from anybody, but we do, and we don't need to. It's so frustrating. And you and I have been saying this since October 9th, 2023. America should be the referee. We should be the one who comes in and goes, you sit down, you sit down. If either one of you moves again, you're going to have to deal with me. That should be our role. I don't want to be the world police. But right now, we are the world police, only we're on the side of the bad guy. So it's like, wouldn't it be better if we did things to benefit the people of the world, benefit the people of the Middle East? Because, and again, this goes to what you're talking about, the mind washing, the brainwashing, the mind control that especially older people in our country have been saddled with. And it really is one of those things where as soon as you hear them say, you know, one of these slogans, one of these phrases, you just go, there's no hope here. Like, we're, you know, if we're talking about the Iran war, we're talking about what's happening in Gaza, and the person just says something like, well, you know, they chant death to America. And it's like, okay, we're done. We can't talk anymore, because I can tell you have been radicalized to think that we are in a religious crusade struggle against the evil forces of Islam. And there's nothing I can say to combat that. Even if I agree with them, even if I say, I agree with you, we should be fighting Islam, here's why what we're doing is contrary to that goal, it still doesn't matter. The brainwashing is too deep. Talk about that a little bit, John. Just the brainwashing that people are under, and how we talk to people who genuinely feel like we are in a religious war against Muslims, and that if we aren't on the side of Israel, then we must be on the side of those darn sand people.
Yeah, exactly, man. So the most obvious thing is, you know, if you go on Wikipedia and it has any analysis of any battle, any conflict, any war, it'll list the belligerents on either side. It'll list the flags and the countries of the people on this side versus the flags and the countries and the people on that side. Just go look at that flag breakdown, and you're going to see the United States is on the side of many Islamic governments that are not good. Saudi Arabia actually still crucifies people, and you know, is not a good place for Christians or even an atheist, you know, or definitely not a good place for a Shiite Muslim. And so, you know, this idea that we are against Islam is part of their psyop for phase two. They have multiple phases that they're planning. If it's up to them, they would eliminate the Muslims that are not controlled by a central leadership out of Mecca, out of Saudi Arabia, and the Islamic cleric, sheikh or imam or the grand mufti of Mecca, because he's the custodian of the holy site. A lot of people don't know this, but it's like the Pope. It's actually worse than a Pope, because in Sunni Islam, they actually teach that even in your mind, if you question for 1 second the teachings of this guy, then you're going to hell forever, which is the telltale sign of a cult, that they tell you you're not even allowed to question in your mind or you're going to go to hell forever. And so these guys, this is the only form of Islam that they want to exist. This is a Western-controlled form of Islam. And so the Shiites and, you know, the more moderate forms of Islam, they don't want that. They don't want that. They're actually working to eliminate that from the earth. And so, you know, they have a plan for a global war of a crusaders versus a caliphate. And that's going to be the huge war to divide the people, to then bring about the Antichrist who will make peace between these two factions. That's really what this is all about, is they're trying to eliminate the loose ends. That's the perfect phrase to explain to people what's going on here. Why are they hell-bent on destroying these certain countries and these certain denominations? What's the deal here? If they really cared about Islam, they would attack Saudi Arabia. They don't care about that. They don't care about that. They love Saudi Arabia. They love these other guys, because as soon as the Antichrist comes, those people are lined up, ready to go. They're going to follow exactly in line for one world government, one world religion. The people who are not lined up for that are the traditional Catholics, who the Vatican is not really cool with them. I mean, right now, this current Pope doesn't seem too bad, but traditional Catholics have a lot of problems with their leadership. They are being treated somewhat bad by their leadership. Traditional Catholics are not likely to go with one world religion. Traditional Orthodox, not likely to go with one world religion. Real traditional Muslims are not likely to go with one world religion. And real Jews are not likely to go with one world religion. And those are the people they want to eliminate. So there is a religious aspect to this, but it's very complicated because it's about control. They are using religion for control. They don't actually care about the theology, except as far as, will you be lined up for one world religion? Will you be lined up for the Antichrist? Now, God is the true judge. God is the true one in control. We have a friend named Conrad, who me and Harrison are hopefully going to have on and talk to. He's interviewed personally a lot of people about World War III prophecies. He's somewhat of a World War III prophecy expert, and he knows his stuff. And when we talk to him, we're going to figure this out as far as, what is God's plan in this? How is God's vision actually what's going to happen in what's coming? And remember, the prophecies, the Orthodox prophecies said that you'll be drinking coffee one day and you'll hear Israel hit the Iranian nuclear facilities. Bam, it happened exactly like that. Step two, they said Erdogan is going to be replaced. Now, Erdogan has come out and taken a very strong stance saying he'll jump in the war on Iran's team in a heartbeat, because they're activating the Kurds against Iran. And this guy hates the Kurds. He views them as terrorists. They're listed as terrorists in Turkey. And so he's like, if you guys activate these terrorists with big support from America, I'm done playing Mr. Nice Guy. I'm going to jump in on the Iranian side 100%. So Erdogan is biting the hand that feeds him. You know, the people who put him in power, people who armed him, people who established him. He's turning on them. Well, he's getting too big for his britches, right? So he's going to have to be replaced. And so that's exactly what the Orthodox prophecy says. When he gets replaced, eventually he will cross the line against Russia and against Greece, which will trigger Russia to actually cause a huge World War III around Constantinople, now called Istanbul, the Bosphorus Straits. And these are Orthodox Christian prophecies of World War III. These plans, these futures that I'm discussing are not in the minds of the AI. It is not in the minds of the elite. It's not in the minds of the Pentagon. It's not in their minds. The God is leading them to a great delusion. They cannot foresee the true future. Their vision of the future is a delusional vision of the future. And if you have any doubt in what I'm saying, just remember that 5 aircraft fell down today, that they're flying Black Hawk helicopters and A-10 Warthogs from the Vietnam War era right over the top of a country that has some of the best air defenses proprietary in the world. And don't tell me they're not delusional. They're absolutely delusional. And even a basic, even a Vietnam War era general would have known not to do this. A guy in his 80s from the gas station would know not to do this. So they're absolutely delusional. As the Bible says, they'll be given over to a great delusion. They do not know what the future is. And World War III, they're not God. It's important for people to understand. They play God, but they're not God. World War III is going to be a great humbling of the elite of the earth. And it's going to be an elimination of their power in order to fulfill what the gospel says, that the gospel of Christ will be preached to the four corners of the world before the Antichrist will be allowed to take power. Because spiritually speaking, it is once the Antichrist takes power and they have one world government, the prison planet is made. They close the door on the prison planet. The people born in that time, people born and raised during that time, will never hear about Jesus. They will never have an opportunity to be saved, and they will never have even the chance to even think about it, because the system, the AI God that will run everything, would even be able to read your facial expressions and determine anybody who could preach the gospel will be eliminated. In fact, you'll have to worship the image of the beast in order to participate in commerce. And as soon as you worship the image of the beast, you open yourself up to demonic possession. So they are planning on making Christianity 100% impossible to even exist, outlawed entirely. And so in order, spiritually speaking, for that to be allowed to happen to the earth, first, Jesus has to be preached to the four corners of the world, which has not happened yet. There are millions of people, hundreds of millions, who have never heard of Jesus, who have no way to believe in Jesus, and God is not going to allow them to do their plan, which is to roll out the Antichrist in the prison planet as fast as possible. It's not going to be allowed. World War III is going to be a very short war that afterwards there will be a boom of Christianity, a massive spread of people believing in Jesus. And we will, according to the prophecies, have a 40-year renaissance before they actually can roll out the Antichrist. Why 40 years? Why is it 40 years in the Bible? Probably because that's when people's memory fades. That's two or three generations. And then people can be fooled into worshiping the devil because they will have forgotten everything that God did for them in World War III. Now, this is very complicated stuff. This is very deep stuff. We're going to have to, you know, have a whole episode or a whole thing about this. You know, I'm going over it really fast because we don't have a lot of time. But I just want to remind people that God's in charge. These people are delusional. This is not being run properly. And, you know, we need to take our country back at the end of the day, though.
Amen. Wow. Incredibly powerful stuff. That's Lebanon John. Follow him on X at Lebanon_John. That's Lebanon_John. Of course, it's kind of a misnomer, but because he's American, he was born in America, his parents are Lebanese, and he pays attention to what goes on in the Middle East, as you can obviously tell. He, of course, is my co-host on Moonbase Live. You can follow us on X at Moonbase Live or Moonbase.show. We're on Rumble at Moonbase Live, and we will be doing a big episode this week with Conrad. We'll be getting into all of this. Thank you so much for being here with us, folks. Have a great weekend. Happy Easter, and we'll see you on Monday.
Let me do this. The folks at Bigly, about 7-8 months ago, came out with this top-of-the-line Faraday cage backpack with all these special pockets, super high quality. I'd previously bought a bag for myself personally like this, similar brand, for $500. The problem was they only got 500 of these. Well, guess what? They got a couple thousand of them finally in. It took 7-8 months. It's a $600 value, just the bag, for $249. But guess what comes in it? America First Faraday bag, America First Tactical Trench Knife. It's badass. America First T-shirt, MK Ultra Atomic Defense Supplements, Shilajit Gummy, Shilajit Capsules, Irish Sea Moss Capsules, Warcry premium product, and more. And VIP members get it for $199. Also, as you can now read in the newspapers, the Texas receiver is saying he's not going to pay the rent or the bills. So you ask, when are we going to be shut down? Tomorrow? 2 weeks from now? I'm going to just wait till the lights turn off, okay? You'll probably see InfoWars go down the site. You see streaming shut down. Once we can't do it, we have the All Shows Network built at Bigly Owns, and I'm going to go over and do it there. But I'm going to ride this horse till it dies. I'm going to ride this race car till the engine blows or the wheels come off, or I crash into the embankment. I ain't giving up. I'm riding this horse till I win or I lose. And then the media's like, oh, he's finally going to lose. Oh, yeah, all right. I am the InfoWar. Our listeners are the InfoWar. And we got a whole line. Here's the first one of a limited edition Veterans of the InfoWar t-shirts. Look at this. This is badass. And it's the troops on Iwo Jima raising the American flag with the InfoWars patch where the stars are. InfoWars lives forever. It is an amazing limited edition shirt. Look at that bad boy. And it funds this operation, but also the Alex Jones Network to keep us on the air. We need funds We want to get more reporters back and expand, but we need your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.